VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Just your calls and comments. The show is full of it. Call now. We're here. We like it. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We're coming into the 7-inning stretch, so hurry up. You know, do the little dance, like, what is it, the Give Me a Break or YMCA. You know, I love that, by the way.
What?
When I lived in Utah, I loved this. So I used to go to they have a great AAA team. It used to be called the Jazz. I think it's called the Buzz or something. We used to go and it's a lot of families, and they'd go out in the seventh inning stretch. They'd start playing YMCA, and everyone would get up and dance. And of course, there's a group of us that would just sit there and go, do these people have any idea where this song got its start?
I think most people do now.
I don't know if they do in Utah.
Maybe
I think
not
they think
Utah.
Twice about having their kids jump up and down, you know. Well, who knows? 888 Radio 30.
There's a sushi.
Not that there's anything wrong with
there's
that.
There's a sushi bar in San Diego.
Yeah.
Where every now and then during the evening, all of the sushi bar, the sushi chef, there's about 7 or 8 of them. It's a big sushi bar.
I'll say.
And they're behind the counter, and there's 7 or 8 of them dressed in their sushi outfits, you know. And they've got, all of a sudden, the music will start, and each of them will reach over and put on a pair of sunglasses. And it's YMCA, and they do the whole thing in the middle of the sushi thing. I think that's adorable, myself.
Right.
Precious. We'll have to take you to that sushi bar when you come. Oh, no, we have to take you to dim sum.
Well, wherever you want to go.
Yeah, you love dim sum.
So Tom called in, and he had a question about, he was changing the format of all of his listings from good
all
to canceled.
All the time.
Going, doing all this work because he heard that this gives you a boost in best match. No, it doesn't. So we're very specific about what our best practices are for getting the best opportunity on eBay's default ranking called best match. And that ain't one of them. And there's a reason why we would never give that as a tip, because you've just started down a rabbit hole and the end of it is never going to come in sight. Because there's no way to guarantee that doing this, all this work, is going to make one single iota difference in your placement and best match for those items. So what you want to do is make sure you're following the best practices as outlined on the site. And if you want to find those, by the way, you can go to the eBay help pages by clicking customer support. And then type into the box, search the help pages, type about best match. And that'll bring you to the page where it explains, you know, how best match is operates, what's most important for best match, and the best listing practices to optimizing best match. I hear, you know, I get a lot of questions. People say, I heard if you do this, and then it's kind of the equivalent of, you know, if I make a pentagram in my selling space and then light some candles, the gods of best match will give me a boost. No, that's not a best practice. If I end all of my listings and relist them over and over, not necessarily. That's not going to give you any. What you do with old inventory is, instead of worrying about how it's ranking in best match, is you figure out how to liquidate it. So if it's stuff that's been sitting around in your store and it's not getting sold, it's not being bought, then find out, how can I liquidate this? You maybe have a sale. Markdown Manager has been the tool of choice because it's the only one that's been available for running sales. But coming in the rollout that's currently underway will be Promotions Manager, also known as its previous kind of beta name of Sales Maximizer, which will give you lots more options for liquidating or bundling items and getting those items off your shelf. But please, I would plead with any seller, do not waste precious time, because your time is precious. You should be listing and photographing and sourcing product. Do not waste it on chores like, I'm going to end all my listings and then relist them. Especially you sellers that have hundreds, if not thousands, of listings. That's time you're never going to get back. And I feel so bad. It makes me want to cry.
Tom, we're going to cry for you, Tom. Tom.
I'm I'm a little bit disappointed, Griff. I was really expecting a hardcore rant there, and that was kind of soft.
No, I don't know.
Danny,
could be the pot cookies.
Danny said, oh, goodness gracious, way too much work. GTC and let it fly and list.
List well, is the best thing. Yeah, my own experience, Tom, is exactly that. Instead of ending listings and relist them, if I just list new items, the old stuff seems to sell. I don't know. Now, that's more interesting to me, so...
I would agree with that, and frankly, you know, I don't know where we heard it, but we were just experimenting with it, and frankly, it was way too much work.
Oh, yeah, it's
and that's why
work.
I was calling in, was to see if there was an easier way to do it, but I'm glad to hear that it's not true.
Go
it's
to brunch, true. Wear sandals, then come back and list. Have fun.
You know, given the importance of that algorithm, I'm amazed that we don't give the details, and there's a reason. It's not that it's proprietary and secret. You know, like some other companies do not give you your algorithm because, you know, it makes them money directly. But with eBay, what it is we basically tell you everything that's important about that algorithm. And the reason we don't get into the deep details is because it'll drive people crazy. It'll send them down rabbit holes out of which they'll never come back.
Tom, I hope we helped you today. You don't have to work so hard. You're a fantastic seller. He's trying to do everything he can, obviously.
Well, he should. And yeah. He's doing one thing perfectly. You
Tom,
know what that is.
What is he doing?
He's listening to the show.
Yes, he is. And he does. And we love him dearly. And his
Thanks,
wife,
Tom.
Charity, as well. Tom, thank you so much for your call today. And we're going to go to Barb in Island Lake, Illinois, known on eBay as GoZoomy. Hey, Barb, what's your question or comment?
Oh, hi. I have a question. I sell a lot of collectibles on my eBay site, and many of my buyers want to buy multiple things over maybe like 2 weeks. So what they want me to do is hold an item until they build up some more.
Yeah.
But then I have a problem with eBay wanting me to ship in my 1 day, and they have a problem with eBay bugging about paying. I mean, there's all kinds of bad things happening.
Right.
Is there a way that I can do that?
Yeah, I refuse to do it.
You refuse to do what?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you listen to the show, you know that I adore my customers, and I'll do anything for my buyers. But there's some things I won't do, and that is let them purchase stuff on layaway or... If I want to buy this, but I'm not going to pay for it, can you take it off your site? Or no, that's just you're kind of enabling a really bad buyer behavior, which is that's not necessary. So if it's
they do want to pay for it. They want to pay for it and then let me keep it until they accumulate maybe, I don't know, a dozen more.
Why?
Because they're collectors, and they know I list 3 or 4 times a week. And
but
so
I don't understand. So they don't want you to ship the item?
Sometimes they don't. They want me to hold it until we get a bunch and then ship them all at once.
Why?
Well, they get reduced shipping for one thing, and they're always looking to add to their collection.
Yeah, I just would never agree to that.
I wouldn't do it.
I just wouldn't do it. I think that what's happened over time is that eBay has benignly enabled and inculcated that kind of buyer expectation, and it's just simply unreasonable in a marketplace. It just is. What I would do is, for me, it's not an issue. I don't charge for shipping as a separate line item. Shipping is free, quote unquote, because it's all in the price, and that just takes that off the table as a bargaining chip. So if somebody buys something from me and they want to go and buy some more stuff from me in another week, they're not going to get a deal on shipping because there is no shipping. So what I would tell people is I would say thank you, happy to oblige to a point. You can put all of those items in your shopping cart, and when you're ready to pay for them, if I'm charging for shipping, you could say I'm using the combined shipping rules, or soon Promotion Manager, which will let you bundle for shipping discounts. And then when you're ready, check out. With this caveat, when you put something in the shopping cart, somebody else can still buy it. So I'd put a little stick under them, a little fire, and say, you want to make up your mind pretty quick. It's where I would draw the line. I just would not operate that way on eBay as a seller. And I know there's sellers who do. I don't understand how they survive, but mazel tov.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea, using the shopping cart. I can tell them to do that.
Yeah, and don't worry about not doing it, because it's standard not to do it.
And I've heard stories, people say, well, you know, I have to wait till I get my Social Security check. And I think, okay, I'm not so sure you should be spending your money on this stuff then. But yeah, it's okay. Maybe you want to go and sign up for...
Hey, people with Social Security checks shop too.
Well, no, and they help the economy.
Yes.
I'm being judgmental now, but I would never say that to my buyer. But I might say to them, hey, you know what you might want to do is go open a Bill Me Later account. It's a credit account. You can use it to buy on eBay, and then you could buy when you see, and then when you get your check, you can pay that off. That would be a smart way to do it.
So I hope we've helped you today, Barb.
Yeah, I think telling people to use the store is one way for they can accumulate what they want.
With a shopping cart.
The shopping cart.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking the shopping cart, right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Barb. We appreciate your call today.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I love the shopping cart. I've got an item in my shopping cart right now. I hope no one takes it out.
What is it?
It's a Printa.
Oh, a Printa.
It's a Printa, and wait a minute. How did these get in my shopping cart? What are these? Monster Inspiration Noise Isolating Headphones. I didn't put that in this cart.
Hi, Griff. I've got stuff in my shopping cart, and I don't know how it got there. What do I do?
Well, you delete it.
Yes.
I'm just going to remove
Hello?
It. I don't want those headphones.
I don't
headphones.
Know how it got in there either. You probably clicked something by mistake.
I am prone to doing things like that, because, let's admit it, let's be cards on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit of a ditz.
Mm-hmm.
There, I said it.
Even when you were younger.
Worse when I was younger.
Sandy.
Because I was proudly ditzful.
Sandy in Phoenix, Arizona, known on eBay as Magpie Trading. Sandy, nice to have you on the show. What's your question or comment?
I'm the organizer of the Phoenix Online Sellers Group on Meetup. The last time I talked to you guys, we were just getting started, and we are now grown to almost 200 members.
You're kidding.
That's very good.
Area, and we meet 3 times a month, and anybody in the Phoenix metro area is more than welcome to reach us on Meetup.
Okay, let me tell you what to do. Send it to lee@voicemarketing.com right now before the show's
this
over.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales, 888-723-4630. We'll be right back here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Want to increase profits at your eBay store? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Genco Marketplace is America's largest wholesale liquidator, offering thousands of retail liquidation lots at a fraction of wholesale, including the brand name merchandise your customers want. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.
TerraPeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents the Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called TerraPeak.
TerraPeak?
Yeah, TerraPeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this TerraPeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
No, but you can too. Just sign up with TerraPeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with TerraPeak. You can too. Sign up today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
So you've been selling your stuff like crazy on eBay, but you still want to grow your bottom line. Try targeted cross-selling. Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you sell more to each buyer by advertising your other products in all of your listings. Cross-sell related products or your most profitable items. It's free and very simple to use. Smart Gallery is the only eBay cross-selling app that lets you pick the exact items to promote. Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 244.
If you've lost your top-rated seller status, you can fix it. Tom Sutton is an education specialist and is known on eBay as top-rated seller Black and Gold Gifts. He says he got his back this way.
We looked at it and said, well, before we were top-rated sellers, we were selling. So nothing has really changed except we're not top rated. We're not getting the 20% discount. It wasn't the end of the world. It just simply is, you know, the icing's gone off the cake, but the cake's still there. We still had the business. We're still making money. We just needed to pay more attention to it. So what I realized I had to do was, on a daily basis, not ship daily, but ship as soon as things sold.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show's a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. Call us now or hold that thought till next month, 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And when last we left, we were on with Sandy in Phoenix. Sandy, you still with us?
I sure am.
Okay, Sandy was telling us about her seller group in Phoenix that's up to 200 members already.
That's amazing. That's fast.
And I was asking Sandy to please send me information about her meetings to lee@voicemarketing.com so we can be sure and get them in the write-ups.
Okay. And then, but I also wanted to mention, we meet three times a month, so there's a lot of opportunities to work it into your schedule to come to our events.
Where do they go to?
They would go on to Meetup to the Phoenix Online Sellers Group.
Great.
And then I just got notice today that March 19th, eBay in person is going to be in Phoenix.
Yay!
And I wanted to know if Bruce is going to be there with them.
Oh, yes, I will be there.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
So you're doing one right after the other, Griff?
So it's the page just went live yesterday, and people are now finding it. The emails that were targeted to the cities where we're going to be went out. And we'll be in San Diego, Phoenix, and Austin the third week of March. And we're in order to be more efficient in how we do these, we're actually going to do three in a row, and then like a little mini road show. And the next one will be in April, and I believe that is Salt Lake, Denver, Omaha. And then
Something else coming up in April also that I wanted your listeners to be aware of.
What's that?
April 25th through 27th is the Phoenix E-Tailers Conference. And we will be having John Lawson and Janelle Elms and more, none that I can release the names of yet.
Oh.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate hearing all this information. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-RADIO-30. We have Betsy on the line. Betsy, I asked you to call in.
Yes, you did, and here I am.
Okay, here's the question from Bob. Hi, Lee. Just started listening to eBay Radio. Thanks, and I love it. How can I limit the hundreds of email I get every time you do a show?
Bob needs to go to his My Settings. Sign into Community at ebayradio.com and go to My Settings and check his subscriptions. He has somehow accidentally subscribed himself to the chat board, and he's getting notifications from the chat board, or it may be a default that they flip the switch on.
So what's happening is every time somebody puts in a new post on the chat board, this poor guy is getting an email.
Yeah, and he can shut those off right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can turn those off by just deleting the subscription.
So if
turn off the email notification.
Yeah, there's a notification area, and you can say, send me an. It's the setting is for send an email every time someone posts, and then there's different options, and just change the option to never.
Yes, that will work also.
Yeah.
Thank you, Betsy.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your help. Louise in Colorado Springs, Colorado, known on eBay as Herbs Crafts Gifts. Hi, Louise. What's your question or comment today?
Hi, guys. I just was going to talk about the in-person event that's coming to Denver. I was talking to Kim Everett, and as meetup leaders, we don't know anything about this.
Yes, they're not in conjunction with meetups.
But
the news just went out yesterday.
Right.
Right.
So it seems like, I mean, we put a lot of time and effort into these meetups, every single one. Look at Sandy, who just called in. She meets three times a month, and she only found out about it, too. And it seems like maybe we should be more included. Maybe we are putting out a lot of positive stuff and vibes and training and teaching and bringing in speakers to promote eBay, and then eBay is going to visit and don't even have the courtesy to let us know ahead of time.
That wasn't the intent, Louise.
I feel really put out.
I know, and I'm sorry, Louise. I'm sorry that's the case. These events are separate from meetups, but I'm happy to send your concerns, if you want to email them to me, to Jeff, who is managing the program. There was no intent here to make anyone upset. We didn't want to piggyback on the meetups. We wanted to have an event that was separate, that people who go to the meetups can also come to this event. But this is not...
Well, I agree, and you're going to expect the meetups to promote it.
No, we're not. We are not expecting the meetups to do anything for us on this.
Okay.
So
I think they are completely separate events. Us loyal meetup organizers would absolutely 100,000% be willing to promote on our own without any expectations from eBay.
Right.
And as it turns out, we have invited, or we were asked to have a guest speaker come in who's coming in for 2 days, one for my meetup and one for the Denver meetup the week before. And now this is, I mean, had we known earlier, we wouldn't be scheduling this other speaker, and it just seems like it's a conflict. And
Let me make it clear, it's not a conflict. It's not a conflict. There is no one going to be at our events that's a special speaker. You can still have your events. They're very separate in purpose and in content. And
I understand.
I wish you would not take this personally, because it was not meant to be taken personally.
Can I butt in here?
Yes. We don't have time. We have to go.
I'm on Louise's side here.
Let me go.
Colorado Springs is an hour from Denver. People aren't going to go to Denver 1 week for one event and then have to go traipsing back.
Louise, we'll talk to you more about it on Tuesday.
This segment was brought to you by Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. We'll be live again on Tuesday, March 4th, 2014, with eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Thanks to the entire team. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Welcome to Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory.
Reselling store returns is a double-edged sword for eBayers. Returns are a great source of profit because you can buy pallets for as low as 5% of retail. But a small percent of the products will be unsellable. Some eBayers don't want to take the time to sort out these products. .com returns offer the best of both worlds. You can buy pallets at low liquidation prices, but the lots are cleaner than store returns. Most online returns are due to buyer's remorse. Maybe the item was the wrong color or wrong size. So the consumer sends the new item back and online retailers sell it off in bulk in the liquidation market. This spells opportunity for eBayers. To learn more, google.com returns and see who is reselling this product.
That's Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. For more product sourcing ideas, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.